I just have to say that I'm able to make it here today. I've gone through several battles to get here, and so God is on the move. I want to first thank Pastor Barbara for asking me to speak tonight. I honor you as my pastor, my spiritual mother, my shoulder to lean on and cry on. And I'm so glad to see all of you here. I'm really glad to see you all. And he just told me, he told me some things, and just going to let him do what he wants to do. He said, whatever you see, whatever you hear, you speak it. I said, okay, I got that. So we're just going to go to the Father in prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We made it, Lord, through all the battles to get here. And Lord, I surrender myself to you. You, I have given you this vessel, and you have received it. And I surrender it again, surrender myself. And Lord, whatever you want to do, whatever way you want to manifest through me, I'm here. And so I thank you, Father. I put the blood of Jesus over this, over everyone here. And I just send forth the angels and the Holy Spirit to go forth and begin to soften the hearts and to pull down strongholds over their minds, hearts, and spirits. Because there's a level you want to take them to. But they need to stay focused in what you are doing in the spirit to them and hearing the message. So we just thank you, Father. We give you the glory. Have your way. And we just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I'm going to do a little confession right now because I changed this title. Well, he changed his title about three times because I was going through all these things. And then as I went through the thing, then that became part of the message. So I don't know. It's all right with me. The last minute this afternoon, I told Nancy I'm going to get it there by 5 because I want to make sure it's all the way he wants it to be. So I also want to say that it's very interesting that you picked those songs because the Lord started speaking to me. I hurried up and jotted down because I don't want to miss what he's saying for you. And this is a question which really goes in line with the message. This is a question. This is a statement, but it is a question. Do you know that he is madly in love with you? Do you, you might know it here, but do you, are you consumed with it? That's what he wants tonight. He wants to take you to a higher level, and he wants you to feel his love. You know why? Sometimes we don't. Because our mind is all on these things that we think we can work out. And so anyway, did you want me to stop? Okay. Anyway, because our mind is on thoughts, and it's in the message. We're going to talk about that. And so this is what he wants. He wants to fill you with his love, the overflowing. Nothing will move you. No problem is a problem. And so he also said during the song service, he wants to be your everything. But sometimes we want to say, oh, well, I can fix that. No, he wants to be all those things to you. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your friend. So I send the angels forth and the Holy Spirit, and God is in control, and he wants to take you somewhere, so don't resist the Holy Spirit. He wants to take you to another level. He actually wants you to be consumed with his love and know that you know that he wants to be your everything. You're going to know that you know. That is my prayer for you tonight. So break through. You know, when Pastor Barbara asked me to speak, I went through some battles. And the enemy does not want a message from me coming forth today. But too bad, he never wins. So, but one of the battles, and I was chuckling over here with Deborah, is I had to fight through something, and I praise God that we have sensitive prophets. We have a very sensitive pastor. And she knows what's going on with her flock. That's why she's a true shepherd. She's a true prophet. And so, so in this one battle that I went through, it was prophesied, and I said, I got a good word that morning. This is not even the message yet, but I have to go with the Spirit. So I had a good prophecy in the morning, but at night, it was totally different because I know there was a change that happened. It was my thoughts. And I didn't give it to him like I always do. So the enemy got a hold of that and would not let go. And I said, Lord, I'm not feeling you like I do. You feel a little distant. And so through the night, he said, come. I don't remember him being my cheerleader, but he was cheering me on. He says, come on, you can do this. You can do this. You can break this enemy off of you. Come on, you can do this. And it went for it was through the night. Then all of a sudden, I felt a release. So add to that list, he can be your cheerleader too. And I also want to say, Pastor Barbara, there was a couple things that he just threw in the message the last minute. And this scripture that you gave on the Fresh Word today was a scripture that really describes my life. And it's an encouragement, but it's also an encouragement to everybody that he delivers us out of all. Not ones that we give him. We have to first give them all. Then he delivers us from them, because when we give it to him, I don't know, there's something here I'm picking up that you're not giving your all. You think you are. You think, oh, I'm good. No, no. So I just want to encourage you in that. And we'll see what he says after this message. So the righteous are delivered from all trials. And I know I'm misquoting it, but Lord, forgive me. But you know it, but you're not one of those ones that memorizes so easily. So we're going to head into the message. And I thought this... I'm like Pastor, now I know what Pastor Barbara goes through. That's the title? Okay. And he said, well, first the title was one thing, then it was another thing, and then it became, where are you? I'm like, okay. So, and after he gave me this, he says, don't worry, I got it all. Just go with the flow. So I did. But it was a battle to get going. So he's asking you, where are you? Now, what does that mean to you? Where are you? What's he talking about? He's talking about, where are you with him? Where are you? And you'll see what he's saying. God the Father is asking you, where are you? In these turbulent times, which have become more turbulent, where are you in your relationship with him? Think about this as we continue in this teaching. From my perspective, now I'm just giving you a summary of my perspective, what's been going on. And I might be leaving out parts and I might not even be saying it right, but it's the gist of what we've been facing. From my perspective, times as we have known it changed since the virus began. The Father warned us in this church through Pastor Barbara of many things that were going to come forth, but I don't think we knew how or when it was going to happen. He is so gracious through us to have Pastor Barbara. She's always seeking him, and he tells us way ahead of time. And it's true. After a while, the other prophets may get parts of it, or they will get it years later. That's how good he is with us. We're very privileged. I wouldn't say privileged. I would say honored for his presence and what we have here. So when the virus came to the forefront in March, the president and his advisors, along with the elected officials in each state, really had no idea initially how to deal with it. At that time, those who had another agenda with their own motives opened the door to deception and untruths. As time went on through the past 3 to 4 months, with prayer by many believers, the deception was exposed, and what has now emerged into two defined groups: pro-God and government and anti-God and government. These two groups in the last 4 months have emerged into being very defined. When God the Father placed President Trump into being president of the United States almost 4 years ago, he was called a wrecking ball. And I thought, that is a strange term. I didn't know exactly what he meant by that. But at that time, I didn't fully understand what was meant by that. As we look at what has transpired over the 4 years, we see the wrecking ball expose the gray areas and the enemy's plans for our country. To add insult to injury, the virus added to this. We have watched as the two groups I mentioned have now emerged more defined. I sense the Father wants you to see what has happened since President Trump began his presidency. He withstood all the enemy's tactics to bring our country back to what God the Father originally designed it to be. I just want to stop there, and this is what my webinar is going to be, but it might be another message another time. He's been talking to me about the original design, and I started to do the thought I was going to incorporate in this, because I actually at one time in this last week I had 3 messages rolling around in me, and also fighting the devil at the same time because he was raging. So but then I sat down and I said, okay, Lord, what are you saying for Wednesday night and the webinar? And but he's been talking to me about the original design. You know, he had original design for people. He had a plan for, you know, all of that. And I don't want to get into what my webinar is saying, but he really started to show me why we are in this nation the way we are. We have his creation, and now thinks a man thinks he's a woman. You know, we've done all kinds of things to our food and wonder why we're sick, you know. And to be honest with you, some of you that grew up in the 50s like I did, we never would even have dreamed of what's happening now. Never, you know. And so the door has opened to all of this, I believe, when prayer was kicked out of the schools and then Roe versus Wade. So, and it's gone downhill, and the enemy just kept nudging and pushing and everything to the point of where he's at now. And he thinks that's how, he thinks he's going to have his way with this new world order, which is another thing against original design.
okay? Because God designed this world his way. So think about that when you think about the stuff that we are facing, about original design. That's some of the things that's going on, which is adding to what's going on in our country. So the enemy has tried to blame President Trump on each matter, but God the Father has been there to expose each matter as a lie. And I just want to say, too, with this, that I do not tell anybody. I like to tell them about President Trump. I like to, but the hatred that comes out of people is terrible. So I don't say anything about him on Facebook because I get a list of hate comments. And so even my tax guy today, he started. I said, I don't want to hear this. We are friends. We've been friends forever. You've been always my tax guy. I'm not going there with you. So this virus has really brought forth culprits to the forefront, such as New World Order, Mark the Beast, and all the enemy's plans. But it is in the Bible that this is going to happen, the Mark of the Beast. So, but the thing is, it's not right now. There's some things that the Lord wants to do. As this is going on, God the Father's eyes are turned toward his church. And that means you too. God is saying, where are you? Where are my people? Why don't they believe in me and my word? I see my people in terrible fear. I thought you had a love for me and a faith in me. Does the enemy have you so bullwinkled that you would believe his lies over my word? What about my leaders? How long will you keep my church doors closed, even though your governors have given you permission to open them? Has fear also gripped you, my leaders, that much? You are to feed my sheep and care for them. Haven't I said through one of my prophets that I will not work anymore through satellite churches? I will touch my people in the sanctuary. Haven't I said in Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 2, the following, and we've had it there for at least 5 years or more. Rise, this is a time for that. But the Lord was preparing us. He's always preparing us. He had Pastor Barbara say the glory's coming for, 10 years, Pastor Barbara? 8 to 10 years? He said, and so this is what he was saying. See, his word is in certain seasons that they pop forth. This is the season, even though he let us know ahead of time. He's always preparing. So he says, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, his glory will be seen upon you. Okay, so I have a question. If God can't find you like he couldn't find Adam after he sinned, how can you walk in the glory? Okay? We're getting right down to the wire. What we have been, I don't know, when I was, after I did this, I cried. And I believe I was crying for you guys and the church. And even what he said in his word. So I went from crying to laughing. But I don't know, I might go back to crying. I don't know, but this really, I mean, this is not in my notes, but this is just coming to me. He wants to put his light on you, his glory on you. But are you going to be like Adam and he's asking, where are you? Are you going to be burdened down with what you think about what your problems? I'm going to tell you something. This COVID and all this going on has made life very uncertain. They say, oh, you're going to get your tax return. I don't know when I'm getting my tax return, okay? Because COVID rules, you know? I'm getting my house refinance. I was supposed to refinance it last Friday. I said, wait, this is your problem. And I've paid for a rate lock, and that is going to be up on Friday. So what do you, it's your problem. But like I said, COVID is changing what you thought was a timeline was normal before this. Nothing is stable and nothing is certain. So how are you going to manage through that? Are you going to say, well, I'm going to do this, this, this? No. You need God to survive. You need to be in front of Him constantly. Don't look at the TV. All it is fake news, lies, and a bunch of garbage. In fact, I'm thinking about getting rid of my Dish subscription because it's junk. I don't want to hear all that junk. So you got to get the heavenly news for you from heaven. What is happening? What's He saying to you? What's He wants you to do? Not what are they saying about President Trump? God has him. Do you see? He's trying to pick at you a little bit here to get you thinking, and He wants you to come up higher. But you can't have these distractions everywhere. So anyway, the darkness is going to cover the earth. Thick darkness of peoples. Is it going to cover you? Or are you going to walk in the light that He wants you to walk in? I'm just saying what He wants me to say because He loves you. What did I say in the beginning? He's madly in love with you. Okay? But take it in, but also take his strong words, because the strong words is what He wants to pull you up higher. So Pastor Barbara spoke this several years ago, and here it's displayed on the wall. And when I was sitting there, I looked at number 3. So if we're supposed to go out and get these million souls, everybody in here is supposed to have get million souls. It says a Gentile shall come to your light and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Okay, if there's no light on you and you're dark, they can't come to you because they can't see you. You're dark like they are. Think about it. And I'm not saying you're all dark. I'm just saying what He's telling me to say. Take your own temperature. Chuck Pierce. See, you get me laughing. Next thing I'm going to be crying. I'm just saying, I told him to manifest whatever way he wants. And hey, one time I would like to see everybody on the floor knocked out for a while. Lord, hear that? I want that. Chuck Pierce stayed. Now, this was interesting. I'm not even on Facebook that much, but I'm like flipping. I go, what is Chuck Pierce saying? He said, put that in the message. I said, okay. So Chuck Pierce stated yesterday in an article on Charisma News entitled, "The Real Spiritual War is Beginning to Escalate." Pastor Barbara warned us. She says, you got to fight. She said it before Chuck Pierce said it. And he's been telling us off and on through Pastor Barbara, quit letting him bully you. You show him he's defeated. Okay, so, but what I picked up from Pastor Barbara's message and what Chuck Pierce titled this, I can identify with this because the battle's been crazy. I'm literally taking the thoughts out of my mind, because if you don't take them out, the enemy gets a foot in, and there you go. So I take the thoughts out and the enemy brought it and bring it, take it to the Lord. And then I feel his presence again. So it is beginning to escalate. Why? He doesn't want you to walk in the light. He wants you to stay with the rest of the world and eventually take you to hell with him. So the spiritual war is beginning to escalate, where the enemy is trying to discourage and burden Christians as well as distract them from their kingdom purposes and destinies. Okay, remember I talked about original design? You all have an original design from the Lord. It's a kingdom purpose and destiny. Guess who wants to steal it and stop you? So the enemy continues to sway thought process. The Bible says he will wear down our mind. This is what Chuck Pierce was saying, and I just took bits and pieces from his article. The Bible says he will wear down our mind through legalism by changing times and laws. Don't you see that in the world? You know, things are changing. Things are uncertain. Things are unstable because that shaking is shaking. Let it shake the shaft out of you so that you can come forth and be the pure wheat. Let him shake that stuff out while he's shaking the world, getting rid of the gray areas. Because in, as I was doing this message, he said to me, and I didn't put it in because he didn't tell me, but he said, are they for me or against me? And Pastor Barbara's already mentioned that message. But the Lord's highlighting a lot of things that he spoke through Pastor Barbara. Check your life out. I believe that when I was crying this afternoon after I had this get this message, I was crying for all of you. I was crying because I want the light. I asked for the light for myself, but I want it for all of you. All of us here have been through it. Let's face it. We have been through all kinds of things, and we've been there for each other. I don't want to see any of you not get the light put on you, the glory on him, on you. And we're, like Pastor Barbara in one of her words, fresh word, it says the glory is hovering over us or hanging over us. He's ready to drop it. So drop those thoughts and those distractions out of your mind and focus 100% on him. What does he always say? He says, quit looking to your right or your left. Look up. And that scripture you can find is in Daniel 7:25. Now, didn't Pastor Barbara say just recently it's time to fight? We already have the victory. How? If we fight and stand our ground against the enemy. Now this prophecy that he had me put in, this came today. And like I said, it's been a battle to be able to stand up here today. Yesterday I went through something that I thought, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to be able to get up here. I'm not going to be able to put this together. And I had to really fight through the night again. And to me, this was a great comfort, because I'm going to knock him out of my way one way or the other, because I got to do what he wants me to do. So he got knocked out. Praise the Lord. So in this, if you get Marsha Burns, it came in the email today, it says, stay calm, keep your wits about you when everything around you seems to be unstable and uncertain. There's your instruction. You can't count on anything the way it happened before. No. It's a different time. Do not forget that I am the place of safety that you can run to, a place where you can access direction, guidance, and wisdom. I will surround you with a hedge of protection and keep you as the apple of my eye. Are we doing this? Are we going to him and asking direction, guidance, and wisdom? Only you can answer that. We are going to finish with a 2020 prophecy on YouTube that I showed earlier this year at a GLOW meeting. And Pastor Barbara showed it here at Lighthouse. Both were shown roughly 4 to 6 months ago. And the Lord started bringing me back to that. And I started saying, well, didn't you say this, Lord, in that prophecy? Didn't you say this? It's going to be amazed. You will be amazed from the time you heard the prophecy in January, February, when it was at a GLOW and then Lighthouse, and now. You will be amazed at what he said and what we've been through and where we're going. And another reason he wanted me to mention this and play it again is because he wants you to know what he has in store for you. He doesn't want any of you to be left behind, standing on a corner, like Pastor Barbara said, standing alongside the river and knowing that you missed it. It's time to get very serious with the Lord. So it's being shown as a refocus of what the Father said before the virus and where we are now. At the end of the YouTube, I will give the Father's instructions to you.
This is the time of the remnant, says the Lord. In 2020, I am opening heaven for my saints who have been faithful, and I am opening it with the rain of favor. As Elijah was on his knees till the cloud came, so has the remnant been in intercession. But no longer will intercession come out of your mouth, but the shout of victory and triumph. The favor that I am releasing on the remnant in the next 4 years is coming from the secular realm and not from inside the church. This year I am lifting off the remnant the spirit of heaviness, and I am clothing you with the garments of praise, says the Lord. When I am done blessing my faithful people, the world will envy them for the blessing that they walk under. I know how difficult it has been for the remnant to hold on to your faith the last few years, especially watching the lukewarm and the counterfeit prosper without paying the price of living by faith and sacrifice. But know this, says the Lord of hosts, what I am now releasing in the earth is going to be so glorious, both spiritually and in the natural realm, that you will forget the pain and suffering that you have endured. When you leave this earth, you're going to leave in victory and not in defeat. 2019 was a year of shedding things in the body of Christ. Heaviness, discouragement, debt, all kinds of things, says the Lord. It was a year of exchange. The first are now going to become last, and the last are now going to become first. For all my children who have sowed in tears for many years, get ready, I am drying your eyes, and now you shall reap in joy. This year, 2020, is the beginning of a latch transfer of wealth in the earth. This final move of my presence in glory is not a revival for the church, for revival is for the lukewarm. This final harvest, and this harvest is only for the lost. This harvest is for a generation that did not reject me, did not see what they wanted, but rejected the counterfeit church. The church that's going to bring in the last harvest will not look like the church of past generation. Your pews are going to have men and women on them with dyed hair and mohawks and tattoos and generational piercings. But they will be changed and washed by the blood of the Lamb and will give me the glory that I have so longed for in this hour. This harvest will primarily be a generation of younger men and women who have never felt the real presence of their Creator. They're going to be led by a group of men and women who have a Joshua and Caleb spirit, who have had to live in the wilderness for years with the lukewarm and the unbelieving and the rebellious. But they did not become bitter waiting on me to show up. I have preserved their call and purpose for this time. They are not famous people or well known in the earth, but know this, they are famous and well known in heaven and in hell. When they get on their knees and pray, the foundations of hell shake, and they are the ones, saith the Lord, that the prophets have declared. The people who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. The reason many of you have gone through great trials and sufferings, I will now explain. When I got ready to release nations and blessings in great favor to Abraham, I tested him because of what I was giving him was so great. I had to know that he loved me above all else, even above the blessings that had come from his loins. I had to know that I could trust him because what I was going to give him was greater than what any man had ever had. What I am now releasing to the body of Christ is not a portion of me. It's not a fragment of me. But in 2020, it is the beginning of the fullness of who I am. Previous moves of God in the past were known for a portion of who I am. Some were known as healing moves. Some were known as moves of miracles. Some were known as a time of revelation. Some were known as my presence. But not this time, saith the Lord. This move will not be a portion, but the move of the Lord will be the fullness of the glory of God. I am now knowing this, that I have a remnant of people who have been broken, and that I can trust them. And because they will not promote themselves and say, look at me, they will not get off track and become drunk with their own blessings. I'm going to give you, saith the Lord, more than you asked for. Starting in 2020, I'm going to begin to pull down strongholds that have ruled over this nation. The stronghold of abortion is going to be destroyed. The cry of the blood of innocent children has reached under heaven. Because the devil took my seed in the womb, I'm going to take the children of this generation that Satan thought was his. I'm going to save them and make them a voice in the earth. I am also going to send freedom and deliverance to the gay and to the lesbian men and women that the modern church has failed because they had no power and no authority. These young men, these women who have been bound, that the church has ostracized or else told them that it was all right, are men and women that I love dearly and that I died for. Out of the stronghold of homosexuality, I'm going to raise up powerful worship leaders and musicians and songwriters who will not have the smell of sin on them, saith the Lord. But there is a river of deliverance that's going to hit them in the name of the Lord. And to the families whom your young people have been taken captive by it, I make covenant with you, saith God, that there is an authority and an anointing that is being released to the body of Christ, and it's going to break this foul demon, and your sons and daughters will be set free. They will bear you grandchildren, saith the Lord, and they will stand on my platforms, set free by the power of God. They will lead as Judah did for Israel. All that my prophets have prophesied is now going to come to pass. For all of those who said God's prophets have missed it, you will see it with your eyes, the prophecies fulfilled, but you will not be a part of it. I'm going to expose leadership in the church who would not partake the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For all the pastors and leaders who would not put any value on my presence, watered down my message in their churches, and offered only a form of God without any power so they could fill their pews and fill their pockets this, saith the Lord. I'm going to take your congregations and I'm going to give them to true shepherds who have labored in obscurity, who love sheep and smell like them. I'm also going to stop blessing satellite churches that don't have a physical pastor in the sanctuary. In times past I have, but this last move of the Lord, saith God, is going to demand that there be a physical pastor in the sanctuary. For your call is not just to preach a sermon on a screen, but my servants are going to have to get in the midst of the people and lay hands on them. And I am declaring that you release your sanctuary churches to men, or else I will remove you from my house, saith the Lord. This move of God, I'm going to uncover, and I'm going to expose the devil, false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing, both in the church and in the secular realm. I have placed an Elijah mantle and anointing in the earth now on chosen men to destroy the spirit of Jezebel, that witchcraft, and destroyed and tried to destroy this nation. That foul spirit, saith the Lord, has permeated our government, permeated your colleges, and permeated your churches, saith the Lord. The anointing of Elijah is going to destroy that foul demon, saith the Lord. The roar that you're hearing in the media, saith God, impeach, 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 is something that I have allowed. When Elijah called the prophets of Baal to Mount Carmel, it was not just to have a group, but he called them so they would be destroyed. I am saying to you that I'm going to put a muzzle on the mouth of the dishonest media that's going to be silenced for the righteous. And just as Haman built gallows to hang Mordecai and died on them himself, so am I going to destroy evil politicians who have tried to impeach the man that I set in the White House. I am not setting men for a culture or a creed or a color, but I in heaven decreed that he sit there. And I also decree that he will be elected, because that's who I have chosen. I am God Almighty. I bow to no man. The earth is mine and has always been. In 2020, I am starting recovery in the earth, that the church and all that belongs to me that the devil has stolen, saith the Lord. This is the beginning of a four-year harvest that's going to end at the end of 2024. There's going to be a reversal of prophets or companies for many in the next 4 years. Drug companies that have preyed on the weak are going to suffer, not only because I'm going to release physical healing, but I'm also going to begin to heal people's hearts. And I'm coming after the demon of depression that has watched over this nation. And I'm going to give men and women the joy of the Lord. As a lion roars over his prey, so now you will hear the Lion of Judah roar over the wicked in this triumphant spirit. Sports is going to see a huge decline in attendance because people are going to lose interest in them. This is my judgment on sports, because they have dishonored Sundays and they have turned it into an idol, and they stop people from coming to worship on Sundays. God says this was my day and not theirs, and I'm taking it back. Hallelujah. This is the spirit of the Lord. I am also, saith the Lord, going to deal with Hollywood, who has blessed my name. I am going to judge them. And the weapons of the secular world have been the ability to pass laws in Congress against righteousness. But know this, I am removing men who won't stand up for righteousness in government. And I am raising up a majority in government who will. As I did with Elijah, first there was the fire. fire, saith the Lord, and then there was the rain. So will I do now. 2020 will be remembered as the year of purifying, both in the church and in the nation. I'm going to send fire, saith the Lord, to this nation and to the church, and I'm going to purify her. And when the fire is done purifying, saith God, I'm going to open the windows of heaven, and I'm going to cause it to rain on this nation and on the remnant and on the house of God. And for all those that said God is dead and that we are out of touch and that we are old in our methods, know this, because you gave me glory and you put honor on my presence. The last shall be greater than the first. Hallelujah. And I will release upon thee things that you did not ask. Even as Solomon asked for me wisdom and not wealth. Know this, saith God, I am taking from the wicked that which they have said was ours, and I'm giving it to the righteous, saith the Lord. I am also going to be connecting men and women in the spirit in the church that have never met each other, and I'm going to cause you to begin to form relationships with people that you've never met in the body of Christ. For the root system of the church is coming out of the ground, and I am raising up a church, hallelujah, whose leaves shall be for the healing of the nations. I am also resurrecting ministries and gifts in people that have been dormant or that the church has refused to use. Men and women that sometimes through failure disqualified themselves, but the gift still burned in them. Know this, saith God, because you repented and I'm taking you through the process. My anointing on you is still strong. And the Lord says, I'm going to send men and women on platforms that some are going to say, but they're not worthy. But God says, my blood makes them worthy. And because they repented, the word of the Lord shall come out of them. And even as you're seeing the remnant begin to rise, God says the remnant church has been hid in this nation. But now, saith the Lord, I am lifting the veil off of the end time church as the bridegroom lifts the veil of his bride in that hour and beholds her glory. In the next few months, saith God, I am going to begin to cause the world to shake in her shoes. I'm going to create situations where they will have no answers, and then I will release it in the house of God. In this hour, saith the Lord, there have been many mega churches, and I am not against them, saith the Lord, but I am demanding that every pastor and every congregation stand up and declare who you are and whose side you're on. For the years that you have paid the price, for the years, saith the Lord, that you would not break ranks, I saw it, says God, and tonight I make covenant with thee that the greatest days are upon thee. The days of weeping are over. The days of testing are over. And the womb is being pulsated with a birth of faith, saith God, that's getting ready to come out. I say to thee that this end time church is going to cast out demons. They're going to raise the dead. They're going to walk in hospitals, saith the Lord, and they're going to lay hands on the sick. And by the scores, they shall get up and begin to walk out of the house of God. To your children that education told them that God did not live, I am invading your colleges. I'm going to deal with your professors who have challenged me and said I am not real and that I do not exist. I'm going to show up in your college rooms. I'm going to release the baptism of the Holy Ghost upon men and women across this nation. Because the earth is mine, saith the Lord, and it is my hour that I'm going to lift up the church. So be encouraged, saith God, the best is yet to come. Hold on, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Stand to your feet.
Now, some of you have seen that. But once again, we have heard
parts of that, a majority of it, through Pastor Barbara's messages. So it's not anything new. It's just that it was all put together for this year for us to focus. So know that nothing that was said is actually a surprise if you've been coming here to Lighthouse or listening online. Well, not now, but before. And so I asked the Lord about us standing up and saying whose side we are on. He told me to for you to do that in your prayer closet. He wants you to talk to you about it because it's kind of like the communion thing. Oh, I'm doing it because everybody else is doing it and God sees your heart, and I'm not going to be held accountable for that. He has some things that he wants me to pray over you, but first he says he wants to bring you to a higher level. Where you're at, he wants to bring you to a higher level. And you would come forth and get before him. He wants me to anoint you for separation unto him.